Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Monday. Boom. Monday, boom. You made it through the weekend, and it was a weekend for sure. Shout out to you for making it. Hopefully, you made it through the storms and all the damage, and hopefully you have power and no trees in your front or backyard that weren't there before. The things are standing as they were actually supposed to be standing. It's a thing, right? It's a thing. I think it's going to be an interesting week. I just got the Husker schedule for the week, so some things that we can talk about over the course of this thing. The Sardar Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can. Greatly appreciate it. If you didn't learn anything this weekend, you should have learned to download the Ticket app. Download the Ticket app. It's good for you. We're working on making sure all the signals and all the transistors are working after the storm. Things were shaken up and tossed about on rooftops with towers and other, et cetera. So we're making sure you can follow on all the live video streams. Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961 as well. Bach, who makes this happen in hour one?
Well, it is Hamilton Telecommunications. Let me grab out this read real quick to make sure I don't misspeak anything on it here. Hour one of the show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answer. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate you and Hamilton. Bach, appreciate you. You know, shout out to Bach, mind you. Yesterday, an opportunity to teach and lead. And it's sometimes the responsibilities are thrown in that often with the student athletes that are interested in doing this professionally or at least doing it while they're here. And then you require people that are willing to put in the time and share their insight, knowledge, and experience in this thing. So Bach spent 2 hours, one with Todd Rodriguez of Nebraska Gymnastics. And he's an interesting young man. I mean, he's a broadcast man. This is what he wants to do with his life. But to choose from Tennessee, to choose Nebraska Gymnastics and to choose Lincoln and decide he wants to be a part of it. Well, he got to town early and poked around and he saw the ticket and said, geez, that man, that's like a sign from above that if this is what you want to do, there's a place right down here a couple of blocks away that is perfect for me to do this thing that I want to do. And he pitched the idea, and I said, well, yeah, we had Sam Phillips from Men's Gymnastics before. Of course, we have Emma Spence, and we've had a long running relationship with Women's Gymnastics. Including Emma Spence, who's going to carry through even after her graduation. But the young man said, this is what I want to do for a living. I want to do this. So can you work with me? Can you teach me? And often you have to kind of mesh schedules, and you put the young man in, and he went to Bach and said, Bach, are you willing to walk this guy through it? And Bach, shout out to you for taking care of the young man yesterday. I'll ask you, because it is the thing of growth for the ticket is our want and ability to learn sports at a different level, right? Natural curiosity. You don't have to know men's gymnastics in full, but you can be curious. What did you learn last night about young Mr. Rodriguez and about gymnastics?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You do like kind of dive into those sports maybe I know a little bit less about. It was a lot of it was kind of about, you know, I was learning more about his, you know, him, the person, before we got too much into gymnastics yesterday. But it was kind of interesting to hear just the where he put Nebraska, in the realm, in the world of gymnastics. I mean, this was, you know, among the dream schools to get to, coming off a top five finish last season. This is a guy who's wearing a Team USA shirt he had on. I mean, very already successful as a gymnast kind of leading into college. And so it's just very cool to kind of see that. So I was kind of poking around trying to see how much of a Volunteers fan he still was. They don't have a men's gymnastics program. He's born and raised in Knoxville. That was kind of fun to kind of figure all that out. But really, and then it was kind of interesting because the training table video that Matt Rhule had kind of put out, it was like, man, it was kind of opened some eyes, I think, to how cool it is in there. And he was beaming about it. I mean, he loves the Nebraska training table. And so you can kind of see why that's a major selling point throughout the program. Is he visited some other places. I thought it was interesting. He said, too, you know, there's some schools, some of the bigger schools they visited seem to be more geared toward the students and just the student experience altogether. And then there's some schools like Ohio State and then Nebraska that he specified are more kind of geared toward the student athlete. So kind of interesting just to learn, even though he's a young man, he's had plenty of experiences I never have had or never will go through. And so to learn from him as well as he kind of learns from us in this radio journey.
Yeah, it's always interesting, right, that depending on the sport, the identification of talent, like to know that you're national collegiate talent capable, and then they find you, identify you, and push you to the national scale. And then sometimes the national scale will push you and tell you to work with your universities in that space. I mean, to be a part of USA gymnastics and to compete at that level against the best in the country before you get to Nebraska. We're talking about a true freshman. So you find out that in his experience, there's knowledge. That's an intelligent young man. Like, that's a brilliant young man with, yeah, if you're willing to throw your body like that, there's some confidence that's going to be a part of what you're doing. But it's really cool to watch this young dude come in and say, listen, I'd like to make myself uncomfortable. I want to see if I'm going to be good at this thing. And he was appreciative of us giving him the chance. So, well, young Ty will be around. I found it interesting. You know, you two were talking about college football experiences. And he said the thing that you and I had talked about. He said, listen, you can't compare with the Neyland Stadium experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I just say that because the beauty of what we get to do in sports is different perspective, different vantage. If we only stay in a vacuum where we only talk to people who think the same way, have experienced the same way, we don't get wiser. Even if we agree or disagree, it's good to hear other people talk about where they're from and the differences between where they're from and Nebraska, Lincoln specifically, that this young man made a choice to change his life by coming to Lincoln, Nebraska. And every time that decision is made, there should be an applause. Like, it should be celebrated that somebody, a family, created a great thing, a great human being, and decided of all the places that they could send their kid, trust their kid, watch their kid get the best version of themselves, that they're choosing Lincoln, Nebraska and the University of Nebraska. I just think it's phenomenal that these young people can, you know, get out here and say these things and be a part of what we're doing. And then in hour two, we introduced or reintroduced folks to Kaylee Dinker, who I met Kaylee in the Lincoln Public Schools cadre that Peter Ferguson leads and guides. And you know how you walk into a room of scholars, right? So the moment you know that you're walking into a room of scholars, your elevation has to change, your vibration has to change. And then amongst those young people, and we would get together three or four times a year in this in these rooms at schools around the area, and some of the best that Lincoln Public School has to offer are in those rooms. Some of the brightest young minds, people with bigger dreams and ambitions and motivations. And then you often in those rooms, there are stars. There are people who just pop. In wrestling speak, they pop. And it's amazing to know that Lincoln Public Schools is producing high vibrancy, high quality, highly intelligent young people. And then you find out they're athletes, which means that you're excelling on the academic side, right? You're excelling academic, the first thing first, right? And the scholar goes before the athlete. And I've often said that give me a scholar athlete over just an athlete. Your ability to multitask, to excel in different situations, circumstance is a true quality. And then in those rooms, you meet these people and the people that pop. Well, here's this young lady who just had stars in her eyes in the envisionment that she just wants it to be better for everybody. Like to have a 16, 17 year old tell you, I'm here to make it better for everybody.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Buddy. That's impressive. So she, track and field athlete, basketball athlete, volleyball, softball, family, you know, brothers that play baseball, that sort of thing. Solid family. Great dad, great mom, all over the place. She chooses Bellevue to play basketball in college. And it's the freshman thing of trying to find yourself and then sink your teeth into, okay, this is going to be a bumpy ride. I don't really know what this is going to be, but trying to excel in it. And then in year two, finding greater successes, more comfort, but then the ambition to do more. And there are do more people in this life. There are people that do just enough, but those do more people are my people. She's a do more person. What did you learn about Bellevue basketball, women's basketball yesterday, Bob? Because I was locked in. I wanted to learn more. And that was part of the choice, was going outside of just Husker athletics and finding out what the other experiences in the state of Nebraska on the college level were about.
Yeah, I mean, I learned just about everything. I'll be completely honest, I didn't know a whole lot about Bellevue University. In fact, when I got the text about letting me know who was coming on, one of our one of my coworkers put in Bellevue West because I don't think a lot of people know a whole lot about Bellevue University. And so that was kind of the fun experience for me yesterday was to kind of dig in and kind of figure a little bit out about them. And I was asking about jersey colors, who they're competing against, who they're kind of going against, all that sort of stuff. And so that was really fun. And they do compete in AIA. So similar to kind of a Nebraska Westland type of deal here in town. And so it was a learning process for me to kind of realize that. And I pride myself on knowing Nebraska athletics and what's going on. I don't have too much exposure to Bellevue University. And so that was kind of my first deal with it. And then obviously, her and her teammate that she brought in, they're hoopers. So it's always fun to talk a little bit of basketball as well.
Right. Like to learn that the work, that the benefits of being a college athlete, student athlete, scholar athlete, different responsibilities, right? That the scholar athlete goes into the college athletic program with the understanding that the standard is their standard. Like they're not going to lower themselves and go, well, listen, I was a scholar athlete in high school, and I'm not going to be that in college. I'm going to choose less than. That's not how they're not wired that way. They're not built that way. But then on the other side of it, seeing new ceilings, right? And then trying to figure out to excel where you are. And then you go up and down the schedule of what the travel is like, what there, you talked about the new training table at University of Nebraska Lincoln. It's not the same at Bellevue. Right. Like, it's not the same. But the physical demands and expectations are the same. Like when you talk about vast vacuum, the spectrum, the ends of the spectrum, you're not getting the student athlete experience at Bellevue that you're getting at Nebraska. You can make it a greater version because you find success in it, but you're traveling different. The bus rides are different. The per diems are different. The game day gym experience is different. The training is different. The rehab and recovery is different. all the resources that go with it, right?
I thought housing specifically, that was one thing that I was kind of asked about. And they're like, well, we just like college students. We just find housing where we can get. Yeah, we don't know. We live in
right? I mean, it's fascinating, right? We think of, when we think of college athlete, and then especially in this NIL transfer portal world, we think of it as glitz and glam, not realizing or recognizing or giving respect to the Wesleyan, Concordia, Bellevue folks who just grind. Like, it's a grind. The first 3 months of being in college was in a junior college environment. Until the big boys figure out what they're going to do with you, right? They're going to store you somewhere until they figure out whether you can handle it or not. And you go in for 3 months, and then the academic side of it in July, June and July and August are different than September, right? Can you handle the academic burden? Can you handle the time management that's different? Because mom and dad aren't going to be there to get you up out of bed and do those things. And then you realize, I'm actually built for this and I can excel on it. And then you move up to the next level. But it's interesting. Also, I had an opportunity yesterday morning to speak a little bit with Coach Roth of Nebraska Wesleyan softball. And that you're driving the sport. And there's so much of the regular conversations that we have that are about the same things. But when you realize that in this space that is Lincoln, Nebraska, that Wesleyan softball has an opportunity to be exceptional. And they've had other programs that did well. We're trying to bring to shine light on all the athletic programs that are worthy of talking about. Little League World Series. Well, Lincoln's back in the news because they go undefeated in their bracket and they're going to go to the World Series. But you have to have people who are willing to share those stories and tell you what's going on, share the young people who are putting in work, share the local coaches who are making this stuff happen. And that Lincoln baseball has become a thing. Like, this is the second time in 4 years, 3 years, where a Lincoln Little League team has made it that far. And I think it's exceptional to know, right, that this is what's happening. These people are in this space. Wesleyan, we met the men's basketball coach. We met the softball coach and the football coach. And there's an opportunity. Like, I will listen to the text line if you tell me that there's interest. That should we be paying attention to Lincoln Little League? Should we? Youth football comes in on Saturdays. Tank Perry and Jim Sandman tell the stories. Should we spend more time on that? Should we spend more time on the women's, on the sports at Bellevue and Concordia and Wesley? And should we? And I'm open to yes or no. It doesn't have to. The answer doesn't have to be yes. I just find it interesting to have reminders that not everything is done at the level that Nebraska does it. And yes, we can tell all the Nebraska stories because, again, Ty was exceptional in explaining with brand new, bright freshman eyes what it means to be a Nebraska Husker. But I also want to hear what it means to be in the program at Wesleyan, what it means to be in the programs in Concordia and Bellevue. What does it mean? And it's important that we're in accumulation of all of it. I'm open to the idea, as Bach said, learning more about the things that we should probably want to know more about in this space. And I think that's kind of what's going to happen. I know Kaylee Dinker will be back next week. She's bringing their trainer, which will be another fascinating conversation, right? That we hear about the athletes in recovery, and that's the building of it, the building of the athlete, and the maintaining of an athlete at this level is not easy. Bach, you're talking about 20, sometimes 20 hours of clockable hours training, physically taxing the body. How do you build it up to get to that, and how do you maintain it health from a health standpoint and then from a function standpoint, right? That, remember, these are teenagers. So fair to say that they work harder at this at college than they do in high school? Different levels of responsibility? The bumps and bruises a little bit more frequent?
Well, again, it's always fascinating at the high school level. A lot of it's you're the best player in the team, and so it just kind of comes naturally to you. Once you get to college, everybody's the best player on their team, and they come together, and so it's harder to move up the ranks, right? So, I mean, that's and obviously, you know, the fitness part of that is just as interesting as anything else. Is try to see, you know, what's your weight program like? What are you eating? You know, all that sort of thing. What is an athlete that's in their prime trying to get better doing with their body?
Yeah, from the text line, it says, I think you're a little off. Kearney made the regional semis in the Little League World Series. Lincoln East Legion Club, Carpetland, I believe, made their World Series. Exactly. So for me, I hate to tell people this, that the discussion of Legion Ball and Little League, it's all the same. Anything before high school, you can call it travel ball, AU. We get into the semantics and corners of it, but anything before high school is youth sports. It's youth sports. You can call it teenage sports. You can call it club ball, Legion Ball, AU, club wrestling, all those things. It is youth. Those are the youth. And in those spaces, when you have success from, whether it be from a region, a city, a state, you give credit to the state for raising great youth and for having great coaches who are willing to put in work to make sure those youth have that experience. The semantics of it, yes, all fair and true that Kearney Little League and Lincoln East Legion, but the youth in this area are getting treated well. We want to tell those stories. Again, you know, we have the you have Tank Perry and Jim Sandman from youth football who come in and they share. As a matter of fact, they bring those young people into the studio, into the station to tell the story. So we'll get more into some of the details. We'll talk about camp. We'll go about through the Husker schedule for the week, things that are going on in the athletic department. We'll talk about the NFL training camp, preseason, all the things going on there. And we'll talk about a deal between the UFC and Paramount. There's change going on. We'll talk about that change in the broadcast and the broadcast rights. We'll get more to it. Bach, there's several oars in the water, kind sir. We will cover it all when we come back to one-on-one.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.